Joined here by head coach Charlie Bacon of the Trenton Bulldog Boys Wrestling Program. A trip to Kirksville will get the season underway on Tuesday. That one kind of snuck up on me. We were just talking about that off the air as Trenton normally goes down to Marceline, starts the season at the Tiger Mat Classic. They're going down there. They're going down there Saturday. I'd imagine, Coach, that going to an event of that caliber, that's kind of jumping in head first as far as wrestlers who maybe are going to be a little bit nervous before their season opener. So I can see a lot of advantages to going to Kirksville Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. It's a duel that I've wanted to get for several years now, and for whatever reason, our schedules weren't matching up, and this year their coach emailed me and wondered if we'd still be willing to do that, and I said definitely. And so, yeah, it'll be a good way to get things kicked off.
We kind of, go back and forth with your program. You kind of have that question beginning the season. Are they going to be good? Are they going to be really good? And if you're really good in Class 1, you talk state championship good. Are you good this year, Coach? Or do you feel like if things come together that you could be a factor in the team race in February down in Columbia?
Well, that's the goal. That's always the goal. You know, last year we were just out of the trophy for the fifth place plaque. And, you know, this year we've lost, obviously, lots of experience with last year's seniors, but you know, we still have some really good kids on the team, and our team captains. You know, this year we've got Cagle, who's coming back at a heavyweight, and we've got Mason Ronji, who was a state qualifier last year, and we got Braden Hughes, who was a state medalist. So that's kind of the core of our team right there.
I tell you what, you know, obviously you're up there doing PA. I'm up there Friday nights at CF doing the play-by-play for football. And we both know Gavin real well. I know him from Dog Bites and interviewing him all through the season. That's a dude that if I'm wrestling against that guy, I feel like I'm in a little bit of trouble because he's rangy, he's big, and he's just quick on his feet.
He is. I mean, he is super athletic, and he is strong. I mean, he's the strongest kid I've ever wrestled with. And if he, you know, now he's 4 years in, or this will be his fourth year, so he's got a little technique under the belt as well. So he's going to be, I really think he's going to have a standout senior season this year.
I felt like last year, Coach, that the high-end talent that you had, the ability to wrestle at state and battle for a state championship, that's as good as you've had in several years, but you lost a little bit of depth getting some of those points from, you know, the bottom, from the middle to the bottom of the roster. Is this year, do you look at it and say, we might not have quite the high end that we did last year, but depth-wise, we might be better? Is that kind of the way you're looking at the roster right now?
Well, you kind of look at it as a dual team versus a tournament team. You know, obviously, when you have that depth like we had last year, and you had guys that were probably going to make it into the finals of every tournament, that's more team points in the tournament. But if you look at it dual-wise, we don't have as many opens in the lineup, and that's going to be hugely beneficial when we wrestle some of those Class 1 teams in duels.
You really needed to, and this has been kind of on the to-do list for the last, you know, couple of years. You really wanted to kind of fill in those lighter weights and start gaining some points, you know, from 150 pounds and down. Is that an area that you feel like you're improved at with just numbers this year?
Definitely. You know, we've got 22 kids out this year, and we've got a 106-pounder. His name's Jacob White, and he comes in with lots of kids' club experience. I think he placed second last year in the kids' tournament. So not only do we fill a spot at 106, we filled it with a really good wrestler. And so that's going to be a fun way to start all of our duels off with. And, you know, the 113s and the 120s, they're also filled this year. So we're lineup-wise for duels, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of half the problem with last year is the results that you were getting last year were good, but if you give up too many from forfeits and those things, you end up kind of losing some battles. And, you know, sometimes just having a kid who can wrestle in some of those weight classes is kind of half the battle in getting some of those head-to-head wins.
It is, yeah. Like you said, I mean, last year we would win, you know, 90% of our matches, and we would I almost had to tell the kids we have to win every match by pin before this duel started in order to get the duel victory.
Kirksville's a much bigger school than Trenton, Coach, so they have obviously more kids walking the hallways than do Trenton. That usually indicates that they're pretty salty. Is that what you're looking at Tuesday? Is Kirksville going to be a really, really tough opponent?
Yeah, I think they historically, you know, they're a good wrestling school anyway, and they actually emailed me about a week ago and said, do you mind if Columbia Hickman joins and to make it a triangular? So now we're talking Kirksville and then a class four school, Columbia Hickman. And, you know, I told some of the kids in the varsity lineup who've never even seen a varsity match yet, I said, this is going to be, you know, pretty fast paced. It's going to be a pretty tough introduction to the sport of wrestling.
Well, you can also tell the kids too, listen, for some of you, you're going to see kids on Tuesday who will be better than anybody you'll see for the rest of the season. So that, you know, if you get that kid out of the way, you know, that can have a, you know, a beneficial impact as far as the confidence level for the rest of the season.
Well, that's exactly right. And these, you know, both of these schools, they're not in our class, so we don't have to worry about them in districts, and we don't have to worry about them at state. And so, you know, I told them just to go out and try everything, wrestle to our best, and it doesn't matter, win or lose, we're gaining experience and we're gaining a lot of valuable mat time.
When the announcement was made last summer that Brookfield and Marceline were joining the GRC, there were kind of two discussions that came up from that point, maybe three. Marceline, strong softball program, Brookfield as well, so that's going to improve softball. Football, you had the bell game to the GRC, there's excitement, and we know what football is as far as interest anyway. But wrestling, when you look at Brookfield and Marceline, what they've been in wrestling, adding them to the GRC, and you get to see them in the GRC tournament this year, it's going to make the GRC come 2024 just nasty.
It is. Yeah, I mean, Brookfield, I think they're ranked probably in the top two teams of the state in Class 1 this year in wrestling. And, you know, you throw them in the mix, and Marceline, who always has some tough kids in the lineup, it's going to make that tournament a lot tougher.
Well, that kind of leads me into talking about the Tiger Mac Classic at Marceline on Saturday, Coach. Do you have a team this year? Do you feel like you can battle for a team title on Saturday?
So it's interesting. With the Marceline tournament, they do an A pool, B pool format, which, you know, your more experienced kids go into the A pool and your kids with less experience go into the B pool, and they do not tally team points. So they're not as worried about the team scores on this tournament, which I think is kind of a good thing for this time of year. We just need to go out and focus on match by match basis and take care of business in that way.
What's kind of, you know, what has you just in general, Coach, when you look at the roster, you look at the amount of kids on the team, what has you excited about coaching up this group over the next 2 months?
Well, obviously my kids with experience, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how they rise to the occasion after with another year under their belt. And then just watching us improve, because there's a lot of kids on our lineup that really have not wrestled before. And so, to something that I haven't had in our varsity lineup for a long time. So it's going to be kind of a fun challenge to see how much better those kids get over the course of the season and watch the growth happen.
Yeah, that's the group you're talking about, obviously, the kids who aren't all that experienced. You know, wrestling season goes quick. So as I said, it's about 2 months, and then you're looking at districts and those things. My guess is, too, Coach, there has to be a group that was kind of that same group last year that they got better, and maybe even by the end of the season they were ready to make some noise, and they don't quite get to that level with the wins and losses that they want to, and the season comes to an end, and they're kind of disappointed. They come back next year, and here's their chance to really make that jump. There has to be a group that you're looking at last year saying last year they just gained an experience, and this year they're ready to roar.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, And I look specifically at Kegel and Ronji in that department. Both had great seasons last year, but they are both chomping at the bit to improve on those results. And I would say, you know, as far as credentials, Braden Hughes, he's got the state medal already, and so he's looking to improve where he placed at state. And then you've got those guys that that are starting where those guys started a couple of years ago.
I would guess, too, and I know it's something that's very easy to say, but it goes without saying. I know Coach Croy is somebody who's very much, get out for track in the spring, or get out for wrestling in the winter if you're going to be on the football team. He's very much a guy who says, get into as many sports as possible. The guys who you just mentioned, all three, they were on the football team and were exemplary members of the Trenton Bulldogs. Having success on the football field, that goes a long way to having success on the wrestling mat, does it not?
It does. The two sports go hand in hand, and I think Coach Hickson, he's the same way. He likes for all of his linemen to be able to go out and wrestle, and we've actually picked up a few of those kids because it just it teaches you a physicality that you don't learn anywhere else other than a wrestling mat. So I think for those guys to be involved in a winter sport, and especially wrestling and the hand fighting that we do, and I think it's going to pay dividends for both programs.
Any guys banged up from the football season or that, Coach, or are you pretty much 100% healthy going into Tuesday?
We're 100% healthy right now, which is great.
You're knocking on wood when you're saying that, aren't you?
I am, actually, yeah.
Coach, safe travels over to Kirksville. Good luck with the season. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.